Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me again, he is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I guess we're going to sort of extend this one ourselves. Is Dan Zimmerman. How goes it, sir?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Well, let's talk about a few ahead. I'm good. I want to talk about. I've been waiting all day to talk about some of these. I haven't had my fix for a couple of weeks, so I'm beginning to go into the delirium tremens. So let's talk about this quote of the day from some pilgrim named Fabiola. Is that like Fabio's little brother or something? Fabiola. Apparently, he stated, allowing armed self-defense to stop rioters and looting is fascist.
Well, Fabiola is a she, and she is a a columnist for the Miami Herald, and she is a fan of Governor Ron DeSantis' plan to expand the state of Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Which, if he gets his way, would make it legal to use armed self-defense against rioters and looters. And she seems to think that that's beyond the pale.
Yeah. And what are the – so in that world, what are the rioters and looters are allowed to do if you don't shoot them down like rabid dogs? Exactly what can they do? What's okay and what's out of bounds?
Well, apparently, they can do anything they want as long as they don't threaten you directly. I think that Governor DeSantis is of the opinion that defending your property, defending your livelihood, and stopping people from destroying a business that you worked your whole life to build is something that warrants armed self-defense.
See, here's the thing. How many BLM murders have been out there where, you know, there's supposed to be peaceful protests and not rioters or anything, but how many BLM murders have been out there?
Gosh, the last count I saw were deaths as a result of rioting with 36 or 40 somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of them black Americans, too.
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah. So the question becomes... What's the guarantee that if they're rioting, they're not going to go beyond rioting and become homicidal?
I don't think that there's any guarantee. And as we've seen, people have been viciously beaten. They've been put in the hospital. They have some have been shot. We saw what... Kyle Rittenhouse had to do to defend himself in Kenosha when he was attacked by three convicted criminals. And nothing good happens during riots. And when innocent people are attacked or their businesses are looted or destroyed, lives are destroyed. And it can take decades for people and cities to recover from those kinds of things. Look at the Watts riots in Los Angeles and how long it took. It took decades, literally, for those neighborhoods to recover. And then again, after the Rodney King riots, some of those people have never recovered. So if you're a business owner, you're standing in your small restaurant, bodega, whatever your little business is, and people are starting to break in and steal things. A lot of people, and I'm guessing a lot of juries, are going to consider it in bounds to defend yourself and your property with a firearm. Now, in Florida, they want to codify that in the law. In other places, you could end up being charged and having to defend yourself in a court of law.
So, rioting, looting, and arson are minor criminal offenses. Does Fabiola articulate what she considers to be a, besides defending yourself, what does Fabiola articulate what she considers to be major criminal offenses?
She doesn't. Again, Fabiola Santiago is a columnist for the Miami Herald. And she, as you say, she does. She calls these minor criminal offenses criminal mischief. I guess the only thing that would, in her book, that would justify armed self-defense is that if you're directly being attacked and threatened with bodily harm or death.
She says, I see, it's as if Florida, which let George Zimmerman get away with murdering a black teen because he was such a cuddly kid. They're still beating on that trope, aren't they?
Yeah, they're beating on that trope, and they continue to say that was because of Florida's stand your ground law, which is a lie. The defense never invoked stand your ground as part of it during the trial, and George Zimmerman was acquitted without the use of a stand your ground defense. That never came into question during the trial. So people like Ms. Santiago, who continue to elide that in her their arguments, are just plain dishonest.
Well, you know, I look at that and I just wonder how much of a stretch that is to get out there and to actually believe that simply because that's the. And, I mean, I still have people today that tell me, you can't believe that Trayvon Martin wasn't murdered.
The evidence and a jury of his peers say otherwise.
Yep.
George Zimmerman.
Yep. But these are criminals the GOP likes because the ones we often hear about are Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Sure thing, buddy. Fabiola Santiago, and this is a columnist in the Miami Herald.
Yes, she is.
Okay, well, you know, obviously it's not a big order to get a job there. You can just come in there and make it up as you go.
Well, as long as your opinions are on the right side of things, you can write pretty much whatever you want.
I guess so. I'm never going to understand this leftist bent in this stuff because it. You know, that's a one-way street, and if it ever comes up in their vicinity, well, it's not going to be very good for them. Coming up on the first break, Dan is the editor-in-chief of a website that, amongst aggregators, well, he's not even an aggregator because most of his stuff is organic. He might quote somebody here and there, but most everything else is organic. And this is a very prolific website, very many, many, many articles coming out every day. And this is the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Dan, have you ever seen that cartoon, The Dover Boys?
I don't think so.
Looney Tunes cartoon? Okay. I'll have to point it out to you. You will laugh. You'll laugh. You must not be very old.
I think we're the same age.
Well, then how come it's a Looney Tune?
And it's called The Dover Boys?
Well, it has The Dover Boys in it. They're going around saying, unhand her, Dan Backslide. I was seized with the urge to call you Dan Backslide for a second. But anyway, on to other things. Let's talk about this cat. Now, I'd be very upset if this was my mayor, just because it's just so stupid. Especially if I had voted for this mayor. If this mayor is somebody I had voted for, and he got out there and actually articulated this comment, I would hang my head in shame. I would probably, you know.
There's a lot of that going around lately, isn't there?
Most people think, you know, I'd never heard of Wauwatosa.
I've heard of Wauwatosa. It's a
I have now.
just suburb just to the west of Milwaukee. And it was the site of a mall shooting on Friday where 8 people were injured. I don't believe anybody died, fortunately.
Yep. Yep.
But it took a little while to find the shooter, like days. Their mayor, who's obviously a very learned person and very wise, his name is Dennis McBride, was interviewed after the incident, as you'd expect, and said that the problem was that the shooter didn't comply with the mall's no guns policy. He said, guns have no place in shopping malls or other places in which crowds of people gather. If the shooter had complied with that policy, no one would have been hurt yesterday. So apparently all we need to secure places like shopping malls and sports stadiums and movie theaters is just more no guns allowed signs, because obviously criminals are going to comply with those.
Mm-hmm.
The deranged lunatic who brought a gun into the Mayfair Mall on Friday and shot 8 people, which is apparently some sort of a gang dispute, from what I understand.
I'm presuming it was not an AR-15, because I haven't heard anything about that.
No, I believe, because you would have heard that, and
yeah.
I doubt he would have been able to walk in and conceal that for very long, so it was probably a handgun.
Well, I don't know. It's Wauwatosa. What's the weather like in there? It might be chilly.
It might be, yeah.
Yeah. So here in South Carolina, we have force of law behind this, to where if you carry a gun into a gun-free zone, you not only you're actually breaking the law, or at least we did. The problem with that, though, and I would love to know what it is in Wauwatosa or Wisconsin, or if it's a state law or whatever it is, if you have that sign on a door, it has to be on every door.
Right. Same thing here in Texas.
And most of them don't. Especially shopping malls. Like, have these anchor stores around here, JCPenney never puts one on their door. So, you know, I don't know if that means I can only enter the mall through the JCPenney, or I can only enter the mall through one of the back entryways. But, I mean, I used to deliver stuff all around my city back in the 90s, and, you know, I know where those signs would be, and they're not.
That's right. Now, different laws in different places here in Texas, they have a specific sign, it's called a 30-06 sign and a 30-07 sign. They have to be a certain size, and it's pretty large, and the type has to be a certain size. Otherwise, it technically doesn't carry force of law. Law changed here a little while ago anyway, and if you go in, you will be asked to leave, and if you refuse to leave, then you're trespassing and can be ticketed. That's what it is in many states. Obviously, it sounds like they take that more seriously in South Carolina, and you're actually breaking the law if you walk in.
cast one of those signs, one of your state signs. And it varies from state to state. Most law-abiding gun owners know what the law is in their state, and they abide by it. The funny thing is criminals tend not to. They don't give a damn about what signs say and what the law is. They carry
I appreciate you checking yourself on that one.
I do my best when I'm on live radio.
Yeah. So my biggest question would be, is this guy for real? Does he really feel this way? Is he that? Because it sounds like, remember Cocteau and Demolition Man? Be well. Walking around dressed like a Aikido master and everything, and he finally gets shot, and he's shocked when he gets shot. He's absolutely shocked when he gets shot.
Yeah.
Do you think this guy actually, I mean, we don't know anything about him prior to this, do we?
No, I don't know what his politics are. I don't know if he's Democrat or Republican. I just know that he's an elected official, which means he's probably mentally deficient to begin with. No, I have no idea. Yeah, but anybody who puts that much credence into gun-free zone signs and expects a criminal of any type to abide by them is deluding himself and the public.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to talk to you. I want to ask you a question about, it's also from Wisconsin, from the Kenosha kid there. You may have seen this, this little mini drama that has kicked up over him and, somebody we always see at all of the shows we go to. And I just want to get your take on that, simply because I'm going to talk about it later on, because I definitely have a take on this.
Okay.
I definitely, you know what I'm referring to?
Not sure. I think I know who you're talking about, but I haven't seen the drama.
Well, I mean, you know, the drama is, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse. He paid his $2 million and got out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel bad because I don't have $2 million. I'm glad that kid did.
Well, but, he doesn't help.
Okay. And he posed for a picture, and he had a Black Rifle Coffee Company shirt on.
I saw that.
Okay. And then did you see what erupted after that?
I know that Shannon Watts wasn't happy to see that.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that when we get back. For things like everything that we're talking about right now, it's on the headlines. It's on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman, and this is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are expected to travel this week for Thanksgiving. That's despite the CDC urging everyone to stay home and limit gatherings to their households. The TSA saying they've screened more than 2 million people at the nation's airports on Friday and Saturday. Todd Ellerin is an infectious disease expert. He says all this traveling is
very concerning, and you know how we've done after holidays in the past, whether it was Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. We've had surges after all these holidays.
Stocks posting gains on the positive vaccine news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rising 327 points to close at 29,591. The S&P adding 20 points to 35,77. And the NASDAQ gaining 25 to close at 11,880. This is USA Radio News. Many are flocking to testing sites before taking to Turkey this Thanksgiving.
Families that are determined to get together for Thanksgiving are determined to do it safely, and many are taking advantage of coronavirus testing sites. A long line of D.C. residents converged on testing sites over the weekend as a steady stream of motorists zipped into the parking lot to get their noses swabbed. The goal for many is to test negative, then quarantine themselves in order to stay negative before visiting friends and family for the holiday. And Thanksgiving gatherings this year will be like no other, with lunch or dinner possibly planned for outside. Any way you need to gather with those you're most thankful for. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Senator Chuck Grassley says he's still feeling good after recently testing positive for the coronavirus. The 87-year-old Iowa Republican tweeting that he is working from home and looking forward to being back in the Senate after Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. So, did you take a look at that while we were in the break there, Dan? Did you see some of the stuff?
I've seen some of it. I mean, obviously, I know that Rittenhouse got out. We posted that, and it has since come out that he got help from, looks like Ricky Schroeder and the MyPillow guy, kicked in some money to get him to spring in. And then there was a photo that went around with Schroeder and, his attorney and Rittenhouse, and Rittenhouse was wearing a Black Rifle Coffee Company t-shirt.
Right, right.
And I know that Shannon Watts and a few other people had a hissy fit about that, saying, oh my God, you know, the kid got out, now he's got an endorsement deal. And I believe that Black Rifle said, no, we don't take any political positions and we weren't part of that. And apparently the Rittenhouse just put on a Black Rifle shirt and isn't financially involved with Black Rifle Company and then Coffee Company in any way.
And I also see report in the Daily Mail that Schroeder's getting death threats for helping Rittenhouse get out of jail. So that's nice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Here's my problem with this. Everywhere we go, when you and I go to a show, Black Rifle Coffee Company is there.
Mm-hmm.
And they target the 2A demographic heavily, right?
Yes, they do.
Which is
veteran owned, you know, black, named after a gun.
Sure. Which, by the way, when I was in the military, we never referred to them as Black Rifles.
No, it's other people that have called it that, and I think that was a way of, you know, I don't think they would be as successful if they called it AR-15 coffee or anything like that.
True. I got no issues with that. I just wonder why they felt the need to make a statement at all regarding that. To see these guys that are out there that if they were a gun company, they would now be labeled FUDs, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I'm not so sure in this case. You know, what happened was the head hoplophobic Harridan herself, Shannon Watts, got on her high horse and attacked them because Rittenhouse was wearing one of their T-shirts, and she immediately jumped to the conclusion that they were being supported, that he was being supported by Black Rifle. And I don't think that Black Rifle necessarily thinks there's anything wrong with it. I'm guessing that if you talk to them offline and off the record, they're probably glad, you know, they're probably a supporter of Rittenhouse's cause and his claim of self-defense. But they, as a company, did not take any position. And the fact that he was wearing one of their T-shirts had nothing to do with any sponsorship by them. They weren't sponsoring him. They didn't contribute to his bail fund or anything like that. It was just a coincidence. And our good friend Shannon Watts was trying to make a big deal about it and throwing a hissy fit. And I think they just wanted to clarify the fact that, look, we're not taking a position for or against. We didn't sponsor him. So take a chill pill, Shannon, and relax. He was just wearing a T-shirt with our name on it. So I don't think they were distancing themselves from it. I think they were just trying to clarify the fact that they were not taking any position either way.
Did you hear about Elijah Schaefer?
I don't know that name.
Elijah Schaefer is a Blaze media reporter. He also has a podcast called Slightly Offensive. And okay. Black Rifle Coffee is a sponsor of the Slightly Offensive podcast.
Okay.
And Schaefer posted a discount code for the coffee under the post with the photo.
Oh, okay.
And online, now, he wasn't saying that Rittenhouse was sponsored or it had an endorsement deal with Black Rifle Coffee. He used a picture he found on the interwebs, which was,
yeah,
you know, all of us have been saying this kid should not be in jail. It happens to be on this kid's chest. He puts a discount code for the coffee under the post with the photo, under the auspice of his Slightly Offensive podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Then commenters online questioned whether the coffee company had a sponsorship deal with Rittenhouse and accused it of supporting murder and hate. And then Black Rifle Coffee said this past Saturday that it's not sponsoring or supporting him. They also told the Salt Lake City Tribune, because they're out of Salt Lake in Utah, that the company was terminating its sponsorship of Slightly Offensive, but they said that it's been misunderstood.
But they're not terminating their sponsorship?
They're not terminating it, but they said they had a conversation with him, and he understands that the post was a mistake.
Yeah, it sounds like what's the name of the host of the podcast?
Elijah Schaefer.
Yeah, Elijah used the photo of Rittenhouse and posted the code to support one of his sponsors and implied with the use of that image that Black Rifle was supporting Rittenhouse, when in fact they weren't. So he kind of put Black Rifle in a difficult position by doing what he did. So I'm sure the folks at Black Rifle had a discussion with him But I think I saw the tweet as well saying that Black Rifle's sponsorship deal has nothing, is not changing at all with Blaze Media. I think I saw that headline somewhere.
They kept on pounding on them. And in a statement they put out, they said, "We do not support legal advocacy efforts. We do not sponsor, nor do we have a relationship with the 17-year-old facing charges in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We believe in the integrity of the legal justice system and support law enforcement officials. We're grateful for the continued support of the Black Rifle community and eager to continue serving those who serve."
Yeah.
Can you think of any other gun-related company that would wither in the face of criticism from the anti-guns?
Well, again, I guess I'm being too charitable, but I don't see this as withering. I just think that they're clarifying the fact that, look, we're taking no official position here. We never sponsored Rittenhouse, and the fact that he wore our shirt in that photo and that it was used by others, it is an unhappy coincidence. It's implying that we're sponsoring him or supporting him when we're taking no position either way. And I understand why they wanted to do that. Now, look, people who Shannon Watts is preaching to aren't going to buy Black Rifle Coffee anyway. Never would, never will.
We're coming up on the break. I'll get to the meat and potatoes, okay, and we'll move on after that in the next segment.
Fair enough.
The truthaboutguns.com. I became aware of them back in 2012, and they have never, in the amount of time that I have used them as a place to go and look for a topic, they have always. There was a time when this could have been called the Truth About Guns Radio, if you want to be honest with you. So my guest is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over.
Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. This is just my thought on this as far as, believe it or not, Dan, when I called you earlier today, I didn't even know this had happened.
Oh, really? No, I saw some of it blow up on Twitter over the weekend. But I saw something about the blaze, but I didn't know it specifically about a podcast. I didn't know the guy had posted a discount code or what touched off that part of the kerfuffle.
I understand some of these companies wanting to be apolitical and not get involved in this and not get involved in legal stuff and everything. The only problem with that is that when you are catering to an industry like the gun industry, where some of these, you know, some of these gun manufacturers, they try to go apolitical, too. And we both know that politicians are really interested in what they do. And, they want to alter that if they can, if not outright ban it. So getting out there and trying to take a stance where you are straddling the fence, especially if it's a picket fence, that's just something I would never do voluntarily.
Yeah, I understand that. I just think that they were involuntarily dragged into it by the Blaze guy and the fact that, you know, probably somebody handed him a Black Rifle coffee shirt when he got out of prison. So he had something to put on other than a orange jumpsuit.
Right.
And it was probably just a Black Rifle found themselves in a tough position that they didn't choose to wade in on, and therefore had to come out with some sort of statement saying, look, we're not saying we're for them. We're not saying we're against them. We take no position on this case at all. You know, I know what they're doing. I understand your position of saying that it looks like they're trying to straddle the case or dodge any involvement in it. I think everybody was put into a bad position here, and
they might have been. There's a lot of different ways they could have handled this.
Yeah.
They sell a lot of T-shirts and a lot of point of sale. You can find their coffee in every gun shop out there that will take it. It's at every gun show we go to. They attach themselves very heavily to the Second Amendment. I know it's all veteran-owned and veteran this and veteran that. I get that. But when the rubber meets the road, and this is the position they take, considering the other positions they take and the way they articulate them, Dan, this seems a little politically correct to me. I mean, have you ever seen some of the videos they put out? I love them and I laugh at them and everything, but getting out here and trying to play this game where we're like, well, you know, we don't support him and we don't sponsor him and we're just not even involved in any legal advocacy at all.
Yeah, no, I understand. And yes, you're right. Some of their videos are less than politically correct.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time they play their videos like they're Mr. Hyde, and this time they reverted back to being Dr. Jekyll. It's just confusing for me.
I understand.
It's just confusing for me.
There may be a contradiction there.
Let's talk about the Meals on Wheels. Before I became a radio host, I was a milkman, and I used to deliver to the local Meals on Wheels. And the people coming to deliver the Meals on Wheels meals were getting up really early. Oh, dark 30, showing up to pick up the meals, and, I mean, these were ex-TV anchor people and just regular people in the neighborhood and clergy and all these other people. People trying to go out, not voluntary, right? They're not getting paid nothing. They got to even buy their own gas. And somebody tried to rob one. I guess this is Columbus, Ohio?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be pretty low to rob a Meals on Wheels.
It's a little like, you know, body slamming a nun and kicking her while she's down.
Yeah, this guy was 70-something years old, getting out, and he was delivering a meal to a 70-year-old gentleman who had just gotten out of the hospital and just dropped it off. And he was approached by a couple of teenage punks, one of which took his wallet and watch or something like that, and the other one forced his way into his car. What they didn't know is this guy was a retired cop and had a gun and a license to carry it. And he drew the gun, and when he did, he pulled the gun out, and that's when the guy behind the wheel threw his own gun and pointed it at him. So the Meals on Wheel deliverer then put a round or two into the man behind the wheel of his car. Or the kid behind the wheel is crying. He's 14 or 15 years old.
You know, you don't mess with old people with a gun. They're not going to sit back there and go, they're not going to, there's not a lot of considerations for them. They're going to pull the gun out, and they're going to shoot you, male or female.
I know. They don't care. they're typically less than sympathetic with that kind of thing. And juries don't tend to convict a lot of 74-year-old men who defend themselves with guns. And
especially against some youths.
Rarely charge them. Yeah, exactly. A good couple of youths. And prosecutors rarely charge 74-year-old men who defend themselves against a couple of armed kids. Yeah, exactly. So
were you borrowing from my cousin Vinny on that one?
I was. I love that.
That was fun. That was a really good touch. They didn't even, I mean, did they even take that gentleman's firearm from him? It seems like the police said it appears that the driver was justified in using force to defend himself. Affirmative defense to use force.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm guessing that they probably did take the gun as evidence. But him being a retired police officer, my guess is he's got access to other firearms. So that's a good thing. And, you know, even with some local neighborhood people said, you know, this poor guy was here trying to do some good, and, you know, he was doing a little charity work. Nobody should have messed with it. You know, it's like when you go into tough neighborhoods, one of the people or one of the services that are almost never messed with are UPS and the mailman and things like that. You know, obviously they're carrying some valuable things, but they tend not to be messed with because the people who live in those neighborhoods know that if that happens, and those drivers and delivery people are accosted, and they're going to stop getting those deliveries. They're going to go pick those things up themselves. So there's a lot of peer pressure, not to harass those people. I don't know if these two knew that this guy was a Meals on Wheels driver. Probably not. I don't think Meals on Wheels delivery people have signs on their cars or anything. But
no, they don't. No,
they, just, they don't.
They've stacked the meals in the back and everything. They don't even give them any sort of special thing to keep it from getting messed up. It's quite the labor of love for them. They're getting up. I'm walking around.
Trying to do a good deed.
A milkman. When I used to be a milkman, I'd be driving around headed to that place, and I'd stop by a church, and all the prostitutes would come out of the bushes at me. I mean, I'm out there with the ghouls, and these guys are showing up to take meals to people that can't get around and can't get their own meals. So
exactly.
And the Utes go after one of them. So that's
right. Yeah. So they got no sympathy from the locals.
Yeah.
When one of them gets plugged.
I just like that you're going back into that old 50s parlance and, you know, the wise guy parlance. One of the Utes got plugged for his trouble, you know, that kind of thing. I like that. I'm glad you're feeling better. Glad the kidney stones have receded and you're good to go. And
of course, thank you very much.
I do, and I probably won't get to talk to you again. So happy Thanksgiving to you and the Zimmerman clan,
and to you and yours too.
Thank you very much. And one more time, the truthaboutguns.com. This is a place where they are very prolific, adding to what's happening out there. Unlike anybody else online today. We'll be right back. We got hour number 3 coming back in, and I'm about to go deep again on somebody, but they're not here today. Not here to defend themselves. It won't go as deep. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.